We start this month's edition with the editorial written by the editor, Chris Swan. Summer is ending, and we all, I hope, have had a fine old time going to the seaside, Glastonbury, all sorts of other music and cultural events, picnic on bucolic days in the countryside, and taking restful holidays abroad after suffering terrible delays and cancelled flights. Back now in Benson, we're experiencing a general lack of water, thanks Thames Water for that, and heat that is best described as a bit like Hades, only with G&Ts and wine. Though for me, it seems appropriate as we have just been in London performing in a heatwave my latest play, which is set in a bar in hell. But nobody has enjoyed summer less than that poor couple caught on the kiss camera at a Coldplay concert in America. All over the papers, jobs lost and social acrimony. Even the bloke's wife defriended him on Facebook, a very modern way to cut someone out of your life. Whatever happened to not answering the phone? And so, to my certain knowledge, this is not the first time such a thing has happened. Whilst directing Pavarotti in Hyde Park, the wettest show on TV to date, the great, in all senses, tenor paused, and motioning towards Princess Diana sitting under a tarpaulin in the front row, dedicated his next song, Donna non mi vidi mai, I have never seen a woman such as this, to her. Picking up on Pav's romantic sentiment, I began to take intimate shots from the crowd of couples who were, let's just say, canoodling. Show over, broadcast all over the world, but not on TV in the UK, I thought no more about it. 6 months later, the show was finally shown on Channel 4 on Christmas Day, and it caused something of a scandal. What no one had realised was that in the midst of all that lovey-dovey dom, I had taken a shot of a senior police officer out with his mistress and giving her a cuddle. On the fateful day, the UK was to see the great tenor the police officer left his house for Christmas duty, leaving his wife behind to watch the show that night. On seeing her husband's blatant philandering on TV, along with everyone else, she packed her bags, left a note, asked for a divorce and contacted the press. We had accidentally left a smoking gun, and months later, it went off. And yet, when you go to an event and there are cameras clearly all around, why on earth would you risk being seen with someone inappropriate? But according to the late Avril McCrory, who was in charge of the Pavarotti broadcast on Channel 4, it had previously happened to some nuns in Ireland who, playing hooky from Vespers, had attended a rock concert in Dublin, only to see themselves appear on the TV screens dancing on camera. They belted back to the convent, but the damage was done, and the penitence endless. So beware cameras, including the ones in Benson, one of which glares at you with red devil's eyes from a distance and warns that you are speeding when you are not, as you sedately approach the chicanes which mark the entrance to our charming village. Roll on the relief road and welcome to the 32nd volume of the Benson Bulletin.